At first glance, Summer Freeze looks like every ice cream stand you've ever seen. There's a walk-up counter offering cones, sundaes, banana splits. But look at the sandwich menu, and you'll find some surprises. Cubanos, Cajun muffalata grinders, Vietnamese banh mi, falafel.
I've always been a little bit exploratory when it comes to eating, so.
That's Jonathan Lang, the man behind the very eclectic menu here. 6 years ago, the Concord native moved back home from New York City, where he'd worked as a cook. When Summer Freeze, which had previously been called Whippy Twist, went up for sale, Lang and his family bought it and added a twist of their own.
When I came here, I started looking into all the different types of street food that are around the world and then started trying to incorporate it into the menu with what we could do here.
Lang can do a lot in a kitchen, whether it's here at Summer Freeze or at his off-season job at Pat's Peak in Henniker. There was a time 2 years ago he got up at 5 in the morning to make New Orleans-style beignets. Last year he sold homemade sausages. For a while this summer he featured cold soup such as gazpacho, and this week he's launching a Scottish menu.
Scottish egg rolls, which are haggis and potatoes and neeps rolled up in an egg roll wrapper and deep fried, and I do a cream drambuie sauce with it. Scotch eggs with a homemade lamb sausage wrapped around a soft-boiled egg. We also do the cockaliki grinder, which is a traditional Scottish soup where I took the broth out and made it into a grinder, which is leeks, prunes, and chopped chicken, and it's wonderful.
Of course, not everyone is looking for haggis-filled egg rolls when they go out for a cone. Lang says ice cream is the stand's main business. But he adds some customers are happy to find something on the menu that's a little more adventurous than a hot dog or a cheese fry. At least the ones who don't misunderstand what's in those menu items.
At one point, I had yakitori on the board, which is a marinated Japanese chicken that I was doing as a sandwich. And I had one lady call up screaming expletives, can't believe I am cooking yak at this place. So I guess it really depends on the person.
Jonathan Lang has no plans to add yak to the menu at Summer Freeze, but he says he does plan to offer his customers more culinary adventures in the summers to come.
You know, food's one of the few things in life that are worthwhile, so, I mean, we need to get out there and explore it a little bit more.
For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.